This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, is that not the world's best idea? Well, I mean, they're probably... I'm trying to think of what a better idea than that is. Maybe Hot Fudge Sundays are a better idea, but they're not a whole lot different, and I'm a lot less fattening, let's face it. I mean, let's really face it, I'm significantly less fattening than Hot Fudge Sundays. So there you go. 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me today and really any day. Even when I'm not here, which, you know, I mean, I know you guys like to think of me as like kind of in the next room awaiting the touch of your little hand, the smile of your little face. And that's not completely inaccurate, but occasionally I do things like sleep. Not often. And probably not as much as I need to. Did you see that they now have decided that the best way to ward off a cold is to get some sleep? Which sounds to me pretty straightforward, don't you think?
I do.
But they actually they did the study on it, which is pretty cool. And they what they did was they gave a whole bunch of people a swab with viruses on it. Which is kind of nasty if you think about it. And then they had some of them slept like, I think under like 5 hours or something. And some of them slept like eight. And the people who slept 8 hours basically didn't catch the cold. So there you go. Does that tell you everything you need to know? I mean, the more, we live in this culture that says, you know, macho out, that the less sleep you get, the cooler you are. And it's a mistake. Right? It's just not the way to do it. So just sort of remind yourself of that. All right? 855-993-7569. And today, of course, is National Sudoku Day. Now, I've told you the story about how Sudoku was invented, right?
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting story.
It's a very cool story.
Yeah.
Let me share it for those people who sort of missed it the first time around, God forbid. Which is... A guy got stuck in Tokyo, in the airport, for reasons that are a little unclear. Although stuck in an airport does not exactly count as a news flash. Doo-doo-doo. And he's a crossword puzzle fan, and he couldn't do the crossword puzzles because they were all in Japanese. But what he noticed was that they had this interesting kind of thing called Sudoku, I think, which was numbers, and obviously numbers are the same in any language. And so he sort of went and investigated. He went into the gift shop and got a book of Sudoku, even though everybody answered Sudoku. And then he sort of did some investigation to find out how he could get the licensing for it in America. And the rest is history, and apparently he's very wealthy, so there we go. So cool. All right? There you go. 855-993-7569. All right. So today is... Let's see what... I just had it. But now I have to get it again. So today is obviously International Sudoku Day, which it should be. It's also national as opposed to international Wiener Schnitzel Day. Do you like Wiener Schnitzel?
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. And it's Wonderful Weirdos Day, which probably includes both categories of people who love Wiener Schnitzel and love Sudoku while they're eating their Wiener Schnitzel. So there you go. All right, let's check out Day in History, because I've actually did Doug Steffen's show this morning starting at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning, so I've been up since like 6. So if I sound more wide awake than usual... And especially talking about how much sleep you should get and that I'm not getting it. What can I tell you? All right, 855-993-7569. And I must point out, Trev, my darling, that you succumbed to one of the issues of a short week.
What's that? Oh, it's,
all right.
What's today?
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
I know. You think it's... That's right. You can leave DVDs up because do them yesterday. But it actually should be theater day.
Theater.
So, see, we... Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha. It's Wednesday.
It always,
it's Wednesday.
Why do they do this to us?
Well, and because I said yesterday seems like ultimate money, and by day after tomorrow, we're going to think it's a short week, but you never do. By the time you get to Friday, it seems like you've been in that week for 4 years.
Yeah, it just seems normal.
And, or at best. And yeah. We have, for those of you who are a little lunar phobic, I guess lunatic would be the appropriate word, I guess, that we have Harvest Moon coming up. And I mentioned last month when there was a full moon that these, the next three moons were called the, they're perigee moons. So they're much closer. And I just forgot the name of the fish that it's called. Not scape. It's the name of a fish that starts with an S. It'll come to me in a minute. I just went straight out of my head. Because they're supposedly good fishing moons, the Earth is, and the Moon are the closest that they can be for the next two moons. And because it's the September moon, it's known as the Harvest Moon. And so it will be the closest of the three, number one. It will seem brighter and larger. And it will seem 30% larger than the apogee moon, which is the farthest away. But it's about 15, it'll look 15% larger than just the normal moon. And on the same day, there will be a total lunar eclipse. So, tighten your seatbelts. Sturgeon, it's called a sturgeon moon. So there you go. Isn't it wonderful to have all this sort of trivial information right at your fingertips?
Yes.
Or right at your ear tips? All right, speaking of more trivia, let's see if I can give you some more. I did talk today about you guys and about people's disaffectation with the government. And this is the day, I think, you've got it on our calendar as well, that Elizabeth II became the longest-running monarch of the United Kingdom today. This very day, 63 years, I think, in 6 months, longest reigning monarch. And I think her Victoria, her grandmother, was longest before that. Today, Elvis Presley appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show for the very first time in 1956. There you go. And they shot him only from the basically mid-chest up. Did you know that? Because they decided
that
he was obscene. Yeah.
Scandalous. Scandalous hip gyrations.
And now, I mean, what would have happened with Janet Jackson then? She probably would have, you know, been run out of the country. In 1087, William Rufus became the King of England, taking the title William II. And he reigned until 1100, which is a mere 13 years. So I'm not sure what happened to William II. I don't know. I kind of like Rufus. King Rufus, don't you think? Sounds like a dog king. In 1543, Mary Stuart, at 9 months old, was crowned Queen of the Scots in the central Scottish town of Stirling. And you know, we know Mary, Queen of Scots. That was a huge controversy, right?
I remember.
They
know
banished
that it didn't end up well for her. Banished.
Not at all. Not at well. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A little more than that.
And I think she was beheaded, wasn't she?
Yes.
They were, yeah. Because they were afraid she was going to mount an insurrection. She was wildly popular.
Mm-hmm.
Being a nine-month-old queen, that helps. In 1776, the Continental Congress named it the new Union of Sovereign States, dun, 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 the United States. There you go. In 1791, Washington, D.C. was named after George Washington, which was not the original capital. Do you know where the original capital of the United States was?
New York.
Yep. Well done. And there's a big statue of George Washington right by the Stock Exchange, which somehow seems wildly appropriate. In 1839, John Herschel takes the first glass plate photograph. Hence, the Herschel. I have no idea what the Herschel bar. No, I made that up. In 1850, California is admitted as the 31st U.S. state. In 1886, the Berne Convention for the Protection of Literary and Artistic Works is finalized. Did you know anything about the Berne Convention?
No, but I thought it was interesting. Sounds like a precursor to copyright and such.
Maybe. In 1926, the NBC company is formed. In 1940, George Stiblitz pioneers the first remote operation of a computer. 1940. And then the first computer bug... We'll tell you about it when we return. You're not going to believe what the first computer bug was, but I'll tell you when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, be prepared to have your little funny bone tickled, all right? Because we told you about the Berne Convention, which and Trev was his usual astute self, in that it was basically a copyright law that was founded in Bern, Switzerland in 1886. There you go. 3 months after the exchange of ratifications, there are 168 parties to it. There you go. Signed in French and English, translated into Arabic, German, Italian, Portuguese, and Spanish. There you go. And basically, almost all the countries in the world, except Greenland, seems to not be in, for some reason, on the map. And a couple, and even Russia does. Part of the Middle East, is that Burma or something? And part of Africa is not, are not signatories, but basically everybody else is. Although I don't know why China says they are. I mean, it turns out that if you publish a book in Chinese, you don't get any you don't get any royalties on it. Different story. I'll tell you about it. All right, but as promised, 1947. All right, we got the first computer in 1940. All right, in 1947, took 7 years, or maybe it took 7 years to find it. The first case of a computer bug was found. The bug was a moth that lodged in a relay of a Harvard Mark II computer at Harvard University. Now, I actually saw the original computer at Harvard, which I didn't see until the 70s. So, it was the original one, and it was housed in like three rooms. It was huge, three huge rooms. And in the old days, computers were very temperature sensitive. They had to be completely, not only air conditioned, but at a constant temperature. And you couldn't wear perfume. Women were not around computers if they had perfume on it, because they were so sensitive that they would malfunction with respect to your perfume. But a bug. So don't you love because you probably said to yourself, I'm going to debug this computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
You thought you were getting the moths out. And you know why a mouse is called a mouse?
No,
that's not really, because it looks like a mouse. It's the tail is when you plugged it in. Yeah, I mean that was kind of a sneaky question given the fact that we just asked about a bug. But I actually, when I got my new computer, which I just did, and as I mentioned yesterday, I'm so proud of myself for being able to translate everything back and forth. There are a couple of bugs, but I'm working them out. But I actually asked, because I used the mouse during the program, and every once in a while, the new ones are much fancier, much prettier, but they all use batteries. Well, batteries give out. If a battery gives out in the middle of my program, I'm in trouble. So I asked them. I actually, when I ordered one with a wire. And they sent me the pretty new one, which is much cuter. And I called them up and I said, I need the wire. And so if you look at it, it looks like a little mouse with its little tail. So my mouse actually looks more like a mouse. This one looks like a bar of soap, the new one. It's much prettier, but I need backup systems when I'm working with you guys. I don't want to all of a sudden say, Trev, you're going to have to talk for a while. My mouse just died. There's no cheese here. All right, Elvis Presley, we mentioned that. In 1965, HUD was established. I didn't realize it was that recent a cabinet position. Did you?
I did not.
Housing and Urban Development. I worked for the Redevelopment Authority in Boston. Man, that's a way to not be popular. In 1966, the National Traffic and Motor Vehicle Safety Act was signed into law by President LBJ. In 1999, for all you little computer geeks, Sega was released the first 128-bit video game console, the Dreamcast. Do you have that? Did you play that?
No, I never did get into video games.
You're not into,
at that age, no.
Yeah, me neither. Although the ones where you play tennis and stuff like that seem to me kind of fun.
The Wii.
Is that the one?
Yeah, my parents have that. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, you can play table tennis. I just saw a new documentary called Top Spin about these babies, 8 and 9 year olds, who are playing table tennis. And I mean, did you ever play table tennis? Did you ever play ping pong?
Yeah, we had one growing up.
Right, you had a table in your den, right, in your basement.
Yep.
Well, all of us did, right? These kids are playing a completely different game than we ever played. I mean, they never stop. You can't see the ball. They not only talk about spin, they talk about top spin, bottom spin, side spin. I mean, it's the most extraordinary thing. I mean, I'm terrible at ping pong for a whole bunch of reasons, one of which is I had LASIK on one of my eyes, so I don't have binocular, I have biocular vision, which means my depth perception with respect to ping pong, or at least that's what I tell people, which is also true. I'm terrible at it. But this one, I mean, even if you're good at it, it's like in a different universe. I mean, like a different galaxy. It's really fun. And these kids are like 8 years old. And, of course, China are the people to beat. And the people in China are playing into their 30s. And they just whip our little whippersnappers. Although one of the kids got to go to the Olympics. She was in, and they have United States champion. Then you have to play by continent. So then you have to be a North American champion. And so the Canadians actually turn out to be better at ping pong than the Americans by and large. And then that's just to get to the Olympics. And all these rounds of, and then we finally sent an American. She was eliminated in the first round, but she was the first American ping pong Olympiad female. There we go. In 2012, the Indian Space Agency puts into orbit its heaviest foreign satellite yet in a streak of 21 consecutive successful PLSV launches. That's a pretty impressive record.
No doubt.
I don't think we had 21 consecutive successful launches. And again, today, Elizabeth II, long may she reign, became the longest-running monarch in the United Kingdom at around 5:30 British Standard Time. So they're probably a couple hours ago. I think they're, 6 hours ahead of us? Well, they're 6 hours ahead of me. I think they're probably that. So we add, you're 1 hour behind me, right?
Right.
Okay, so I think, like an hour. So we should all sing happy birthday. 63 years.
That's
a very young woman. It is. There was an article that said, that the heads of state that she's outlasted, that she started with Stalin.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. It's an amazing kind of thing.
I saw a little infographic that said, how long does the Queen last compared to her picture with all the American presidents?
Yeah.
I think she went back to Truman.
Yeah. Well, it was Stalin.
Went to Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's seen them all, done them all. I mean, there was a play with Helen Mirren playing Queen Elizabeth called I think it may still be on Broadway, called The Visit. No, The Audience. The Audience. And, she's really a remarkable woman. And we talked at such length yesterday about the fact that people don't trust our government at all. Is that she seems to be, she's not very charismatic, I don't think, but she's so trustworthy and she's so grounded and she's been through so much. And she's not a young woman anymore, although I'm not sure she was ever really a young woman, right? She had to take on such responsibility unexpectedly because her father was second in line. He was never supposed to be king. So she's a remarkable human being, I think, and the wealthiest woman in the world, I believe. So there we go. Long may she reign. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. And Mickey D's is going to cage-free eggs. There you go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business. And we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sandy, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question for you. I have a stepdaughter that is 24 years old, and it's just been a horrendous 3 or 4 years. My husband and I have been married 13 years. My husband was divorced from his first wife when she was just a couple of years old. She doesn't have any recollection of them being together. My husband's always been a very big part of her life, even more so than her mother. But she has a very bad shopping addiction. That's filling an empty void in your life.
Yeah.
And she has gone, and she has been seeing a psychologist since she was 7, 8 years old on a weekly basis, to the point where it's a fashion statement with her. I'm going to go see my shrink, and, you know, I got my shrink appointment. And she throws this around like it's a fashion statement to do this. Like, I'm really cool, I'm really hip, I go see my shrink. And
who pays for the therapist?
the father does, and she has flipped psychiatrists. Probably she's probably had maybe a dozen, you know, because she'll get to a point where she doesn't like what they're telling them, or she'll pull her dad in, and you know, if you love me, you would do this.
Sandy,
and
listen,
I'm not getting into it because I've valued marriage too much,
good.
And we've been through down that road, and it was nervous breakdown time, you know. And
no, it just won't work.
I'm just going to say that. But this is my concern. This is a child who, you know, she goes to college. The course gets too tough. She drops it. We still pay for it. So then dad said, enough. I'm not paying for any more college. You get a student loan. When you pass a class, I pay for it.
Okay.
That's good and fine. But so then what happens, she gets a student loan. She passes a class. Dad gives her the money to pay off the student loan. She takes that money and she shops with it. And so now she's got, you know, credit cards up the yin-yang, student loans up the yin, and it keeps going and going. And I keep telling my husband, when is this going to end? Because eventually she's going to have to pay these credit cards off. Every credit card is maxed out. Every student loan is out
there. So what's the question to me?
Is my husband says, well, you know, she's just going to have to go bankrupt, and I hope they bankrupt her, and I hope she'll have to deal with it then. But this is also a kid that pulls the, I'm going to commit suicide if you don't buy me.
Well, I need a question.
This and that. My question is it okay to let a kid go bankrupt, or do you call them out on it and say?
And exactly what would calling them out on it consist of? What would you do?
Okay, she's going to, her lease is due soon, and she's going to want another car, so she's going to have to buy that car. And she's going to go through the, I'm going to kill myself if you don't buy me another car. Because
well, but Sandy, you're asking two, you didn't answer my question at all.
Okay.
You're
sorry.
Saying, okay, she's going to get herself in credit card debt.
Yes.
And therefore we should call her out, to use your terms. What specifically would calling her out be? Pretend that I'm your stepdaughter. What are you going to say to me?
Okay. I'll pay your next student loan, providing you've been paying, you're not going out and shopping and buying, you know, designer purses and shoes. And
how are you going to know that I'm doing that or not doing that?
Because she has all these clothes.
No, Sandy. Listen to my questions.
Okay.
All right? You're saying, all right, Grinnelda Hyde, I will pay your student loan if you don't do any shopping. How are you going to know whether I'm shopping or not?
Well, I'm saying if you're financially responsible.
What does that mean? What does financially responsible mean?
Okay, if the credit card debt is $10,000 right now, plus mm-hmm. another $10,000 in student loans, mm-hmm. I want to see, I'm giving you the $5,000 for the student loans, I want to see that that goes off the student loan.
Well, then don't give her the money. Pay the student loan off directly. That's easy.
Which is what I've suggested to my
well,
husband.
But Sandy, a couple of issues here. Number one, you say that you've learned to walk away from this. You have not. And I think you need to do that. Now, if you came to me and said, you know, I really like this kid. She's kind of a goof up, but, you know, I really like her. And so really, is it okay to take her out for lunch and say, look, you know, you can do what you want here, but I'll make you a deal. If you'll open a savings account that requires both of our signatures to take any money out, for every dollar you put in there, I'll put in two. All right? With the idea being that both of us have to sign to take any money out, but here's a good deal for you. And we can both agree that that money will pay down your student loan or will pay off your credit card debt or whatever. We will agree to that up front. We will make a contract. We will write it down. And I will do this. But that's not what you're saying. First of all, you're not going to her as a friend. You're not going to her as a mentor. You're going to her as judge and jury. It ain't your kid.
Right.
And therefore, you tell me that, gee, we went down that road, it caused a nervous breakdown, I could do it again. That's exactly what you're doing. You're doing the whole thing all over again. Because you're not going to her and saying, here, I'm willing to help you. You're saying, I'm going to threaten you. And there's the problem about your threat is not only is it not your issue, but there's no way you're sort of putting out a threat that is completely unenforceable, which means it's goofy. Because if I said to you, fine, you pay down my, you know, my college loan and I won't shop anymore. How are you going to know if I'm shopping or not? I can borrow money from my friends. I can use it on somebody else's credit card. I can get a debit card. I mean, I can do any one of a number of things. And you're not going to know about it one way or the other. And you deciding what my lifestyle should be, I am not a child. I'm 24 years old. Now, if you're asking me, Sandy, do I think this kid is manipulative? Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
But you're swallowing the bait. She puts it out there and she says, I know how to make Sandy crazy, and I can watch Sandy then go to my dad, and then I can go to my dad and I can win.
Right.
That is a really stupid game that you're playing, Sandy, because if you win, you're a bully. If you lose, you're an idiot. So right. you have to not play those games, and you're playing them. So the deal is here, if you decided that you actually wanted to help this kid, which is not at all clear to me that that's what your motive is, then you can go to her and say, here, I'll tell you what, for every dollar you put in the bank, I'll give you two. And if it's in the bank, if you leave it in the bank for a year, I'll do three. I mean, because then there's a motive for her to do it. And if she doesn't do it, you don't have to put any money in. It's completely up to her, because part of what we do, not only with our children, which she is not, but with friends that hopefully she at least has the potential of being, is we want them to be self-reliant. We want them to feel good about themselves, not good about us. And so you're not accomplishing either at this moment. If the deal is, I will pay down your student loan if... then you don't give her the money for your student loan. You send it directly to whomever the student loan is, and you make it out to them. You don't make them. I mean, that's like saying to a drug addict or to an alcoholic, gee, why don't you just hold on to this booze for a while, but I don't want you to drink it. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that? It makes no sense. At best, they don't do it, but they feel manipulated and threatened. And if they do, you set them up. So you don't do that. Sandy, I think you either have to decide to walk away from this because it's not your issue, or to sort of give your husband better tools for dealing with his kid, and certainly bribery is very effective. But giving a kid who cannot hang on to money to pay down a student loan makes no sense. You pay down the student loan, you don't give it to her.
I agree.
But if your husband says, Sandy, this isn't your issue, you have to walk away from it because, Sandy, this isn't your issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you're walking down that road again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it because there's nothing but a landmine at the bottom of it. I mean, you're going to get blown up.
Yeah, well, I think there's a landmine any way you look at it.
No, I don't think there is. I mean, this kid is manipulative, and she's saying, okay, I don't get what I want from you. I'll take what I want. Is this unusual with divorced kids? Not at all. But, I mean, you're playing into it, and you're going to lose. If her dad wants some help or she wants some help, have him call me. But
yeah.
don't do what you're doing, because you're going to be one of the casualties.
Yeah.
Everybody's a casualty. Don't do
it. Yeah. Okay.
It's not your problem. And she's not alone. I mean, you look at the newspapers every day. So even responsible people, and you said viewing her as this kind of unpleasant designer, you know, that shrinks her fashion statement, doesn't do you any good. It'll just make you harsh toward her. And what you want to be is stupid and cheerful and completely removed. Yeah, I mean, you hear, what you want with people that make you nuts is to be as Teflon as possible, because it's not going to do you any good to start a war. Right? Because were there always casualties? And you got a 50-50 chance of your body littering the causeway. So don't do it. Right? There are better things to do with your time and energy. Gloria, you're on the air. How am I to help you?
Hey, how are you, Dr. Joy?
I'm doing well, Gloria. What's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I called you a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
I was going through a situation, I mean, you might recall, but just listening to what Sandy had to say about letting go, is that that's exactly what I've done. And when the difference between letting go and realizing the situations that come up, does that mean that you're not letting go? Does that mean that...
Give me an example.
Well, you know, since I've let go, I haven't responded at all, and there are, you know, social media posts, but when I walk into a room, people are very, very kind to me and speak to me, and some people ask me what went on, and I said, I don't want to speak about it.
Ben,
sorry, just do this. But, you know,
right, what would happen? Let me just ask you a question, and I don't want you to freak out on me. What would happen if you didn't check out your Facebook page for like a week? Think about it. I'll put you on hold. Come right back to it. Do not hyperventilate on me. Just think about it, right? I'm not going to make you do it. But what would happen if you didn't check out your Facebook page for air? Or you didn't Twitter, you didn't do any, you know, tweeting, no Instagrams? Let me know.
At 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Gloria is on the line with me, and we're trying to figure out exactly how you let go and when you've let go and if you've let go enough. And Gloria, just FYI, you actually called a month ago. You called on August 7th. I know, time goes fast when you're having fun. So you're about a month in, a little more than that. So tell me, so my question to you was, what would happen if you didn't go do any social media for a week? And would you freak out completely? Gloria?
Hi, I'm sorry.
Where were you?
I'm
checking your email. I know. What would happen if you didn't do any social media for a week?
Well, I haven't been on Facebook. What I did since, I have a singing gig since April, May, June, July, and I picked that up when I ended it with them. So every month or the week before, I sing on the first of the month at a wonderful restaurant, and everybody I know comes. So I have not been on Facebook other than those people posting on videos and things like that. So what I was doing, being productive. I got a new job for $30,000 more.
Good.
The job of my dreams. You know, I haven't been thinking about them, but I hear things. So my question specifically was, where does the feeling of, I feel like there's a social pressure placed on me. People want me to respond. Like, oh, I can't believe you did that. How could you do that? And I just...
Okay. Let's focus on that. But you're on the right track of saying, do you know what? Part of my healing is just not to talk about it. And I appreciate you, respecting that. That's all you have to say.
It's a waste of my time.
Of course it is. And they're not, I mean, look, there may be a couple of people who are genuinely concerned about you, but they're your friends, and they would probably say, do you want to talk about this or not? And it's not that other people are wicked. It's just they're curious. And human beings somehow seem to thrive on gossip. But that doesn't mean you have to play along. And what you can just say is, listen, I appreciate your interest. I'm turning a new leaf. It's, I'm not talking about it right now. Let's talk about what's going on in your life.
Right. So, I mean, my actions have proven to me that, I've accomplished a lot.
But in terms of checking the videos on Facebook, you don't have to check them out. They'll be there. And if it's...
Yeah, they're of me. People are like, oh,
no, I get it. But that still means... that doesn't mean you have to check them out. First of all, they're there. They're not going to go anyplace. And...
I did go to a dancing venue that was outdoors and on the boardwalk. Many people that know him and know me were there. And at one point I stopped. It was a beautiful song. And I was open to listening to it, and I danced my best dance. And then I walked away, and I cried. I just unloaded. All my emotions. And then,
honey, it's only been a month.
Yeah, I just let it go.
Well, and that's fine. But understand that we're not little robots. You know, like your mom probably had a vacuum cleaner that you could press the little button with your foot and the cord would come zipping back into the vacuum. We're not like that. You know, that we, when we get involved and we put out, it's called cathexis. We put out these little tendrils to one another. And the more involved we are, the more wrapped up literally in one another we are. And so when the relationship burns, when it crashes and burns, then we just can't be like that vacuum cleaner where we just bring all of our tendrils back in and we're whole again. It takes a while. And it sounds like you're doing fine. So
yeah,
just allow yourself to kind of be occasionally sorrowful and then move on.
So
what was your
explanation of all the, what's the explanation of all this stuff that I'm accomplishing? In light of it,
Well, it's a good question. I mean, part of it, and I don't know, and we could talk about that. Part of it may be that you're not, that you have energy because you're not feeling sad. You're not feeling depressed. You're not feeling entrapped anymore. You're not feeling that somehow if you're successful that he's going to be threatened by that. It could be just you're happier. It could be that there's a part of you that's saying that revenge is best, that a life well lived is the best revenge. I mean, who knows what your motives are? And you can look for them if you want. But at this moment, it may be equally okay to just accept for whatever my motives are, whether they're pure or or tainted, doesn't make any difference. I'm doing better, I'm happier, and whether it's to show him I don't need him, or to prove to myself that I don't need him, or I'm just happier, or that I don't have to worry about pleasing him, or making sure that I'm not more successful than he is, or
yeah,
I don't have to cook him dinner. Yeah.
I was always worried about what he was thinking. How confident I was, how it affected him.
Yeah. Well, so
he had a lot of things. He didn't have a job. He didn't do stuff. So he didn't like his wife. All that stuff that he was going through. that was placed on me. So the toleration eventually just ended. You know, I was like, are you kidding me? I can't do this anymore. I can't. Mm-hmm. I ended it a long time ago. And, you know, still to this moment, I'm thinking, geez, I should not, I really have to notice the signs. Now I'm looking for, you know, people say, don't read into it, but I want to have a preconceived understanding of look for what you see is what you get. I want to look for that, not hope, oh, they'll change or that type of thing.
I think you're right. That I mean, my joke, sort of, which isn't very funny, is men marry women thinking they'll never change, and women marry men thinking they will change them. And they're equally disastrous. The people are going to change. But you're right. You want someone who appreciates who you are. And so it's one of the reasons why you hear me all the time saying friendship to romance is a much more stable path than romance and then trying to be friends. Because that sexual attraction can really blind you to some things that not only should you not be moving past at the speed of light, but you should be moving past. You should be paying attention to. So sort of ignoring, or sort of rather than kind of second guess yourself all the time, it's a great time to keep a notebook or a log about what you're doing, what you're feeling, and just so you can kind of take your own pulse and not get carried away or not feeling like you can only navel gaze, but just sort of keeping track of who you are and what you're doing, what feels good and what doesn't. Certainly don't rush into any other relationship. And allow yourself, and you're going to have days where you're going to think, how could I have stayed with that clown for so long? And you're going to have days where you think, gosh, I really miss him. And that's okay. Those are normal kind of feelings, that we're not robots. We can't just unplug ourselves and be fine. And to a certain extent, I mean, I have a friend who says once you've loved somebody, they always own a piece of your heart. And that may be true, but owning a piece of your heart doesn't mean they have to own any other part of your body.
Thank you very much.
Take the rest of it back, right?
Thank you. It's mine.
All right, good. It's all yours, all right?
All mine. Yes, exactly. So that's how I feel. You know,
yeah, and just don't plan on sharing it anytime soon.
No,
you
no.
Just keep track of it for a while. All right,
Kim.
You're welcome. Thank you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.